call it your vibrational escrow. Let's call it the mm-hmm. let's call it what you are in the process of creating. Mm-hmm.
I have a in my vibrational escrow, I have a very full life, but it's almost like a life that's you know, something akin to someone who's famous. You know, I'm on television. You know, it's very full. It's very social. I'm very popular. I'm wealthy. I have, you know, relationships with very beautiful women.
All right, especially that. So, every subject is really two subjects: what is wanted and lack of it. So, what we're feeling here a little bit, and this is a very common thing, that as you begin to speak more and think more about what you want, there is the potential of believing it more, which means that conversation is enhancing and improving your vibration, or there is the possibility of striking too much of a difference between what you are asking for and what you are believing is possible, which sort of works in a counterproductive way for you. Mm-hmm. And you are leaning that way, and the telling signs of that are the fact that you are referring to it as your fantasy world. In other words, we think that just no longer making that distinction between the real world that I'm living, which is far less than my fantasy world, and the fantasy world, we think that you're making such a distinction that the more time you spend in these images of what you are saying you want, mm-hmm. the more it is aggravating and activating the vibration of resistance between it. In fact, as people think in terms of being famous, it's often because they are not known or not understood. In other words, it's a common thing for people who are wanting to understand their value, who don't feel that they're getting that back from other people, that then begin creating scenarios or images where they are seen in a better light. And we can feel some of this happening. It's fine, but we want to help you to understand what's at the basis of this. Now, something that will really help you here, and as we give this to you, you'll hear it easily. It will be easy for you to integrate in what you're doing. You don't have a lot of adjusting or tweaking to do. You're on track more than it seems in terms of what's manifesting in relationship to what you want. So just relax and listen to this unfold. When you have a desire to be famous and to be known and to be seen with beautiful women, all of that is fine, and a lot of people want that. But at the vibrational root of those kinds of launches, of those kind of rockets, is often an awareness that you're not noticed, or that you're not known, or that you're not seen as valuable. Now, what is at the heart of that is something that runs rampant in your society, and it's something that you have to understand and get over, or you will never easily come into alignment with all of these things that you want. And that is, when you care about how you are seen by others, when their appreciation of you makes you feel really, really good, and their not noticing you makes you feel really, really empty, we want you to understand that you're looking for love in all the wrong places, and everybody does it, but it's so important what you're talking about here that we really want to set this as a platform as the beginning of this workshop, because we've been talking already this morning about how there is you and your physical body and the you that you have actually become, and the importance of closing that gap. But caring about what somebody else thinks about you is a whole other thing and an impossible thing to deal with. When someone holds you as their object of attention and they adore you or idolize you, they like what they see, it feels good to you because in their adoration, they're connected to source energy. They're tuned in, tapped in, turned on. They're flooding this wonderful energy all over you, and you say, ooh, that feels so good. And the absence of that feels so unpleasant, you say. But what we want you to hear is that you're not wanting the energy as is spewed by someone else's adulation of you. You're wanting the energy that you allow by your alignment with your own resources. In other words, we want you to take all of them out of the equation. We know that there are a lot of people who want to be famous, and at the heart of that desire for fame, sometimes it's fortune, sometimes it's just, it fills the void of people holding them as their object of attention and flooding that.